Good morning.
Good morning.
It's Monday morning. It's hang on. It's 6:23 a.m. on Monday, August 10th, 2015. I'm out. The picture this morning was about 3 minutes before dawn. Sun was just lurking under the horizon. It's a beautiful morning. This morning it's quite cool. The official temperature is 55. It's like 58 at my house. And I'm trying to get today going early because today is Monday. Monday's therapy day. And I also have lawn mowing that will require my attention for at least an hour today. So getting my 5K in is going to be not as much of a challenge as it might have been in the past, because apparently I'm cooking right along, but it's still going to take some concentration, some focus on my part to happen. Today I should break. Well, let's not go there. Let's go with yesterday I did make my 5K, and it's book has taken shape. It's 45,000 and maybe 100 or a few. 45,000 and a little tiny bit, maybe. Let's go with that. When you figure that last week at this time, it was barely 10,000, I'm pretty pleased. I'm pretty pleased. So I don't think, I'll have to look. I can't remember now if it's 6 days or 7 days of 5K in a row. And man, that adds up fast. That adds up fast. It's not 10K. It's not, you know, I'm only doing half a Lowell. And from that perspective, I'm a little disappointed in me, but you know, it's a hell of a lot better than none, which is really where I've been for most of the year. I've lined up an editor. I haven't finished the draft yet, but I've got an editor lined up. Should happen in September, which means I should be able to get this book out in ebook in October. And I'm hoping that by that point, I'll have the next book out, or ready to come out. We'll see how we do. I'm going to try not to, that's the word I'm looking for. Not predict too much, because predictions have a tendency of going somewhat wide of the mark, but we'll see. So that's the good news. There's bad news. I heard from... Well, let me back up. Those of you who have found the some of the Easter eggs, some of the backstories content that I have left over on solarclipper.com, know that T.A. Burleson invented the Burleson drive, the drive that has allowed humans to expand out into the universe. Some of you even know that T.A. Burleson is actually a real person. T.A. represents her nickname, which I'm not at liberty to share. But T.A. and her husband were my first and second true fans. Weeks before the books were available, T.A. and I spent many long hours talking about what the books might be, and she and her husband read the books as they were coming out, chapter by chapter. If I delayed too long getting the next chapter out, I would get an email, where's the next chapter? Ishmael's getting lonely. So in a very real sense, without T.A., the books might not exist. You might not know me, you might not. I might just be another statistic. So I heard from her husband yesterday, and T.A. Burleson has joined a list of people for whom I grieve. I'll miss her. She's in a better place too. The last couple of years for her have been very difficult. And it was unexpected, and nobody really thought, you know, nobody really thinks they're just going to not wake up, but so it goes. So yeah, she never wanted me to dedicate a book to her. I would have dedicated all of them to her. Except that would have been a little bit creepy. I might dedicate this one that I'm writing now. But the reality is that she's in every book. The Burleson Drive, at least in the science fiction world. She was also, and she's also responsible for Tanith Fairport. But in the science fiction universe, she's the Burleson of Burleson Drive. She's the industrialist T.A. Burleson, who made the Golden Age possible. And in a very real sense, she is the one who made the Golden Age possible. So yeah, she's also the one who challenged me to do a female lead character. She had been after me for years to do a female lead, and when the Mer Lafferty challenge came up to do NaNoWriMo in half a month instead of a month, she was the one who tagged me to do the female lead. She'd been after me and after me, and finally she said, look, if you're going to do this, you got to do that. So I did. So she's also, in a very real sense, Tanith Fairport. Not that I modeled her, but a lot of her attitudes are inspired by. Oh, and the third, I'll mention a third challenge. I don't know that I've ever given proper credit to Allison Gamblin, who told me that if I was going to do NaNoWriMo in half a month, I couldn't write science fiction, I had to write fantasy, because that wouldn't be fair for me to do NaNoWriMo in half a month in a genre I already knew very well and had demonstrated. So, yeah, Tanith Fairport is a result of three different people giving me three different challenges to execute all at once during, I think it was NaNoWriMo 2009? Yeah, it must have been. It was an odd-numbered year because I've never managed to do NaNoWriMo in an even-numbered year. So, okay, moving on from the maudlin, let's go with, I don't know. Did I mention the Facebook group? I think I did. It's a Facebook group for Golden Age's Solar Clipper fans. Good morning. It grew out of a discussion thread that we were having that was very long, and somebody said, we really need to have a group so that we can talk about this stuff. And so they started one and invited me, and There've been some discussions over there lately about, you know, whether or not I need to have aliens and a lot of where are they nows. And the where are they now question is one that always makes me go, really? So, right off the top of your head, where are they now, your closest five acquaintances from high school? Do you know? Do you know where they even know where they live? What they do? And the thing is, some people do know. Some people are really good about keeping up with that stuff. I know roughly where some of the people are. A couple of the people are. My boot camp buddies. Nah, I have no idea where they are. I don't. There was 30 of us, 50 of us. I had to be an even number because there was an even number of racks and they were all filled. So I don't know. I don't know. I don't even remember how many there were. Where are they? I have no idea. I don't even know where. I know where one of the people that I went to Radium and A school is. I know where he is because I tracked him down. It was a struggle, but we're both writers now. He writes textbooks. He's a PhD oceanographer. I write science fiction, so we're both writers. It's just our sciences are slightly out of sync temporally. So the people I went to college with, I know some of where some of the people in my doctoral program are, just because I spent many years actually practicing in the field. So I watched my colleagues graduate and move on to professional positions. So I know where a few of those are. I don't know where they all are. And grad school is kind of special, because we all tend to coordinate in a very small universe in our field. The Golden Age universe, and the universe of people with undergraduate degrees, is much broader. So I have no idea where any of the students that I went to my various undergrad programs, I have no idea where any of those are. I'm not even sure. There was one person that, if I could find somewhere in my memory, the name might be able to find, but I don't even remember their names. Now, part of that is a function of I'm wicked old. I'm not as old as some of you out there, but I'm wicked old. And there have been a lot of things happen, a lot of stuff that interferes with the somewhat insignificant issue of where are they now? So, yeah, the idea that Ishmael, after almost two decades, not quite, would know where any of the people from Lois McKendrick would be, or B, where anybody he went to the academy with. I mean, he knows Pip is somewhere out there on the prodigal son. He knows Brill was going back to see her family wherever they were. Bev was joining back up with the family tribe, and he last saw her on Port Newmar orbital, being surrounded and mobbed by squealing relatives. But anybody else? No. He's not in his very narrow focus, in his very in a very real sense, egocentric view, and a necessarily egocentric view of the universe. So the idea that Pip would know, you know, where Voorhees is, or where Charlotte Deng is, or even where Cookie might be, you know, it's just not there. So I spent some time coming up with where are they nows, and there were a couple of disconnects that it was interesting to see how little backstory I actually have written down. I saw very how much, for example, the William Tinker. There are two separate rosters, but I have never done the second roster. I don't think. I've never done the second roster for the Tinker. So, little details like Ulla Nart, who was the space apprentice who had been bullied by, while she was trying to work on the rowing machine, by Aponis and Malloy, or Mallory. She's still on the Tinker. She's a shuttle pilot and first-class ship handler, and still on the Tinker. Although I never actually put any kind of rank with her name, I just sort of used the name and sort of glided over the fact that it had been 15 years, 16 years since the last book ended. Well, yeah, since the last book ended and the next book began. And there were a couple of them. Voorhees was still there. And I'm trying to think, there was another one. So, yeah, it was interesting to go through and try to come up with the one line, where are they now? And the idea that people keep in touch is less a reflection of how people live, which is much more about, you know, much more the way I approach the books. And as one of the fans pointed out on the thread, much more about how even the minor characters are significant to the readers. How I don't necessarily, you know, I don't spend a lot of time on any one of the crew member, but that they are important to the people who are reading the stories, and perhaps to a certain degree more important to them, to you, than they are to me. So that was an interesting insight. It was a valuable insight. And so today we talk about the importance of T.A. Burleson in making the Golden Age possible. And now we move on, because that's how we do it. We move on. I got a full day today between mowing lawns and, you know, this lawn doesn't look too bad. Oh, that's pretty bad. Backyard is next on my hit parade. I got therapy in about an hour. I've got lawns to do. I've got breakfast to get. And I have coffee to drink and words to write. But right at the moment, you might be able to hear the little lawnmower guy mowing in the background. I wish he'd come and do my lawn. Ah, well. At the moment, I'm at the back gate. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.